Come to play a show this upcoming Wednesday with Skynyrd in Tinley Park. That's Bad Company on 103.9 The Fox. My name is Sherman. He'll be calling in 7 seconds, I guarantee it. Craig Bailey, he is the host of Floydian Slip every Saturday night at 11 o'clock. 1 hour of Pink Floyd. Talk to him now. 7 seconds, exactly. Here he is now. Craig Bailey.
Morning, Sherman. How are you?
On the dot, you call.
Yeah, always on the dot.
You go right at the exact time. Are we synced up time-wise?
I'm a little anal retentive that way, if you can say that on the radio.
You can, because you just did. Did you, I'm sure you realize that this is a stupid question. How dare I not assume you would already remember that this past week was the 25th anniversary of Floyd playing the floating stage in Venice, Italy.
Yeah, you know, I saw that all over the web, and I have to admit that when it happened, I don't remember it being that big of a deal, but I guess people like to remember things, so yeah, it's the anniversary.
I cannot imagine doing that. Have you ever been there? Have you ever been to Venice?
I don't get out of the house much, Sherman. haven't made it to Venice yet.
Have you been to Indiana?
No.
Have you been to Florida?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Venice, Italy, nothing like Florida.
Okay. All right.
The only thing remotely close is there's water around it. That's the only thing. But I was lucky. I was in Venice, Italy one time. And, I mean, there's no cars there. It's an island. Everything's held up by stilts. I cannot imagine the logistical nightmare loading in a Floyd show, period.
Yeah, yeah.
In an arena, let alone a place that you don't even have land.
I'm not sure if I even understand it. So there, the stage was floating, but the audience was not floating. Is that true?
You might be being robbed right now, your dog.
There's someone coming through my front door upstairs, I think.
Do you need to get a small caliber weapon? No, go for the large one.
You might calm down. I was hoping you weren't hearing that.
But. No, it's fine. Who cares? As long as you don't get shot, all right?
All right.
What you were saying about what it was, yeah, they put this stage out there, and it was off of Venice. It wasn't even on the actual island, the man-made island, I guess, of Venice. It was out in the harbor a little bit. Yeah. So then everybody was standing right there in the square. But then I guess the fans just – they had havoc on the place, and 200,000 fans. And they didn't plan it very well. They didn't have any toilets. So
fans – that's a good plan. Well, when you got all that water, what do you need toilets for? Really?
Yeah, so they were going on historic monuments. I guess they wrecked some historic monuments. So needless to say, I don't think Floyd's ever going to be back there.
The photos that I saw online for this anniversary were aerial photos, and it looks amazing. It looks like some major thing is going on.
So I guess good news, Floyd will be here way before they ever go there again. So look, there's always hope.
Always looking on the bright side. I like that.
Well, before you're taken hostage by your robber, what do you got going on the show tomorrow?
Well, let me see. We got some live stuff from Delicate Sound of Thunder. We'll be talking about the new Floyd album, which we talked about last week, coming out in October. Actually, we have a Floydian slip-up tomorrow night that is connected in some way to the new album. And it actually has a more interesting connection to Floyd, pertaining to Flying Pigs. We'll talk more about that tomorrow, but that and a bunch of other stuff.
Nice. Well, that's all tomorrow. Floydian Slip every Saturday night at 11 o'clock right here on 103.9 The Fox. I think your dog actually put down the robber because I don't hear it barking anymore. So you might as well go tear your dog off of his head.
All right.
And while you're doing that, we will play. We will celebrate Pink Friday with Floyd on the Turning Away. I always screw that up every time. I can never say the name of that title. We got to change the title. On the Turning Away next on 103.9 The Fox.